All right, man. Are you ready for a good ass show?
No. Yes. Maybe.
It's been a fire station.
Yes.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
The show.
Cool. All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And you may recognize him from the milk carton, or you may recognize him from the picture at the post office. It's Davithy.
I didn't know that they put the kidnapper on the milk carton.
Well, when they have a suspected kidnapper, they do.
Oh, so the... Anyways... Anyways, what's up, Robin?
Hey, speaking of kids, hey, what? No, wait, huh?
Wait, hold on.
Hey, hold on. Robin. No, wait a minute.
Something right.
Yeah. What's up, guys? If you guys didn't watch this on YouTube, you missed out on a good at least 20 minutes of dying laughing.
Definitely go back and watch this on YouTube.
And a good portion of it was brought to you by that man over there, the hoop snake known as Jake.
It's me, One Take Jake, back in the saddle again. And we've all got a thing or two to bring to the table today. Got a fun show. Or we've got a really big show. So we may as well just jump into it. Robin, I think
wait. Oh, I'll play it later. Did I send you that Snapchat the other day where I had the Family Feud music playing?
Yes, you sent it to me too. They sent it to me.
Oh my god, I don't even remember what I was doing, but I was like,
I remember what you were doing. You were, oh my god,
what was it?
That branches perfectly into these stories. Because you were drinking a soda, you were flavored, your taste.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and so I'll just start with my story then, because it's a perfect segue. So you sent me that. I was playing Madden.
Uh huh.
And one of the things I absolutely hate about head to head Madden is that I can't figure out how. I'm sure there is a way, but I don't care enough to find it yet to turn off the chat. Like, I don't want to talk to the guy I'm playing with. Like, I'm not here for trash talk. I don't really want to make friends playing Madden.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with making friends. Like, it was cool that one time I got a phone number from the guy playing the show, but for the most part, I don't like the people who play Madden. I don't fuck with them. I don't want them to fuck with me.
I don't fuck with you.
So I heard this guy getting on the microphone, and he was just like, I'm like, oh my god, this is so
why do people on video games have the worst fucking mics?
I don't know, dude.
I don't understand how video games, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked, but like,
oh, I got it,
these fucking people, I don't understand how it's even possible to have a microphone that bad in 2023.
They're using the $20 single ear mic from Xbox.
No, dude, because if you go back to the first, like,
I use Skull Candy.
Well, the first two or three seasons we did the podcast, I was using my Xbox and the single ear microphone thing from, it was just a $15 one.
Yeah.
And it sounded fine. Like I don't know where they're getting these. They're getting at the dollar store or some shit. Anyway.
Honestly, you play with me. I use just regular ass Skull Candy headphones that I got at Fred Meyer that for $12. Like, yeah. And you've never had a problem hearing what I have to say.
Nope.
Anyway. So anyway, like, I hear this dude, and I'm like, and so I learned that the best defense is a good offense, and so I will just plug my headset into my controller, which does two things. It makes it so it doesn't play through my speakers, so I can play the game in peace. Mm-hmm. And they can hear me occasionally cough because I'm probably getting high while I'm playing, or, you know, saying literally just the most crazy nonsense about anything that's going on. Cause I'm never, you know, and the people on mic are tryhards. Yeah. I'm just going to say, if you're on the mic playing Madden, you're a tryhard.
Yeah.
And so I put it down. I put the microphone right next to the speaker on my phone, and it's just ba-da-da, da-da-da. And it's just you describing this soda into the directly into this guy's ears. And so that happened. I was like, oh man, the longer this goes, the better.
It was a solid minute too.
And like, I was on offense while it was happening. So I'm just like driving down the field on this guy, like while you're describing this flavor of soda.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, you know, I play another guy and same sort of like, he comes on and I can just, he's just got music playing in the back. It's like the Mickey Mouse.
I hate that.
And it's a Mickey Mouse Club like theme song. So he's just doing it to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do the same thing, but instead of, you know, instead of playing your TikTok, which, you know, serendipitously got sent to me, I just started playing Hank Williams at full volume. And like, my heart's been breaking.
I have a playlist for Call of Duty people that annoy me. Can you see that?
Yeah, I see it. What's on it? What's on your playlist for Call of Duty people that annoy you?
Oh, there it is. it's got Born This Way. I'm Out of Love. We Are Who We Are. Strong Enough. West End Girls.
That's a good song though.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to find some good ones. I'm Coming Out. That's one of my favorite ones to play on. I'm like, you are. let's see, I know there's some good ones, and then Gay Bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. It's Raining Men, also a good one. I'll just blast that anyway.
It's Raining Men.
I haven't done that in a while. You like last time it was, well, go to the pre-show, you'll hear what I did.
I'll find you.
my last little bit of story, and Robin's heard this, so this is mostly for Dave. So again, playing Madden, people want to send messages. I don't know why people feel the necessity to like try to be mean to people after they beat them at a video game, especially when it's something that's like five plays. So he scored a touchdown, and then on second down, my wife got home, so I stopped playing. I'm like, ah, fuck it, whatever. This video game is not important to me.
Yep.
And so I got up and I went and talked to my wife. I come back to a message that says, "You're horrible." you are horrible. And so I respond with, "Oh, I was going to go to my regional tournament. My stick skills are dope." And he's like, "No, they aren't." And then two crying laughing emojis. And then I say, "Bro, I'm the best player at the group home. You caught me on a day when my sugar was acting up." And then he responds with, "Ha." He's like, "Yeah, I trash can." And then I come back today with, "Bro, that was my little cousin. He ain't sick with it. I'll walk the dog on you." So, yeah, and like, this has been going on now for 4 days.
Jeez.
Like, he beat me 4 days ago on a five-play game of Madden Ultimate Team head-to-head, where the stats are made up and the points don't matter. And 4 days later, I still have his attention.
All right, let's see this magic in work. Jake, what's his gamer tag name?
Saucy G.
Saucy G.
Let's see. Saucy G.
Number 6084. Dave's like, "Oh, let's do a little work here."
Xbox gamer tag, search Xbox Live profiles.
Detective Dave on the case.
See, it's easier when they are on Xbox because, like, it's all connected to Microsoft.
Yeah.
So that's connected to his email.
His email's connected to everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it? Like, Saucy G, what? 6184?
6084.
Wait, are we doing a live doxing?
We are live doxing Saucy G.
Live doxing Saucy G is an early leader.
Do you remember that guy? Do you remember when that guy paid us $5 to talk about Flat Earth?
I do.
Fucking dork. I hope somebody, he's still listening.
Somebody asked about super volcanoes once too.
Well, that was one of the Maxwells.
That was me.
That was
when I wasn't on the show. Yeah.
Oh shit.
And then I was on the show like 2 weeks later.
Saucy G likes to play Madden, of course. Fortnite. Yep. Grand Theft Auto Online.
Oh.
Payday 3. You can play that game.
Nerd. Yes.
Skyler. Grayson.
Roblox.
Nerd.
Again.
Minecraft.
So he's 12.
Nerd. He's
12. I'm not reading the like regular game. Star Wars Lego.
I mean, that game's a fucking, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Nerd.
Game.
Is it British Tom Clancy? Hey, did you post last week's episode?
Yep.
As he looks down.
As he grabs the keyboard.
I love it.
Well, I went to baseball games fucking last two nights. And there was a football game.
There was a football game.
There it is.
We all went to it.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't.
We didn't? Oh. Okay, well.
No. There's a different football game that we went to. We already talked about the game that we went to.
Oh, yeah. We had another game. TVs.
On TV that none of us could go to.
I hate TV games. I hate TV games. Mm-hmm. Have I said I hate TV games? Because I hate TV games.
Hate TV games.
I'm sitting there trying to figure out which way to point the TV remote so we have good luck and the phone and which way the phone needs to be facing.
But you're in Texas, so, you know, everything's bigger in Texas, so you got the bigger phone.
Plus, I'm, like, trying to predict which way they're going because they're, like, logically seconds ahead of me of what I'm actually seeing.
That's why, yeah, I can't handle not being at the game.
I hate it.
Because, like, I have to know as early as possible what the outcome of everything is. And if I'm there, no one can possibly know before me and therefore ruin it for me.
Did we talk about how there's people that go to these games and they're on the phone placing bets?
Yes. Bailey and I were, he's the bookie, the bookmaker.
Yes.
That guy was up at the top.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. Like, I talked to him a couple times.
That's a gig right there.
Yeah. He just stands there. He's like, pass complete 17 yards.
Right. Just like, oh.
And they're just live bet updating. Like, that's
it's wild
to watch the tendrils of Las Vegas reach everywhere.
It's crazy. But yeah, Oregon at Texas Tech.
Oof.
That was a heart attacker.
Man, that's why I hate watching away games. But at least my family knows not to talk to me. Like, nobody talks to me unless I go to them.
I pretty much get left alone too. Unless I start like walking around in the first or second half, like the score is 34-3.
Right.
Everything is right with the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the Washington State game last year. I was out there. I could not figure out a place to be. So I went outside and I'm listening to it on my headphones because I'm like, every time I watch, something goes wrong. So I'm out there like working on the car.
That day for me was such a bad day because I thought for sure, like, it was just going to be a walkover. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and so we're like, hey, let's go to the fair. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, we're going to kick the shit out of Washington State. I'll watch the first half. I'll be there to hang out. No, I'm walking around the fair the whole fucking time in my Oregon shit while they shit the bed for three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to lose my headphones on the roller coaster. So I couldn't listen to the game. So I just had to watch blindly. So I couldn't put it in my pocket and listen, you know, like I would want to.
Right.
And then it wasn't until I got home that they pulled their heads out of their ass and they won it and backed up all the shit talk I was doing at the fair.
And that's what's important.
Exactly. I wrote a lot of checks at the fucking fair.
Hoping that they would fucking cash.
Exactly. They did. Awesome. Just like my, oh man, I learned a hard, almost a hard lesson, but a very important lesson with this so duck
like a,
game.
Like a semi lesson?
It was a chub lesson.
Chub lesson?
Chub lesson is the name of this episode.
Saucy G,
the chub lesson. Now, I put money on Oregon, as I sometimes do. I don't often do it, but occasionally I'll bet on the Ducks when I'm pretty sure of the outcome. And it was Oregon -6.5, and I thought we were going to absolutely smoke this team. And so I had my betting tickets laid out, and right about the time I realized Alabama was going to lose, like, mm-hmm. I crumpled that ticket up and I threw it in the trash.
I didn't know Alabama lost until well after our game.
Same.
I was
watching the ticker, but I like tuned out of the ticker at some
I never
point
even saw a ticker. I didn't think there was one, because I was like,
they would run
it. I've seen a score. I had no idea. Anyway.
So yeah, so I did that, and then, like, I'm watching the game, and Oregon's down 9 with, what, like, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, well, this ain't cashing. So I crumple up Oregon -6.5. I go, and I throw it in the trash. And then they get the lead, and they're up by 1. I'm like, all right, well, I paid $10 for the Ducks to win. Yeah, that's what I'm – that's the way I'm – the yeah. way I'm saying it. And Shuck back to pass, doorless with the pressure, intercepted by Bassa. Holy shit, this is just like Washington State.
Yep.
And what's funny is right before that happened, I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, the only way this ticket cashes is if we pull a fucking Washington State.
Oh, shit.
And like 3 plays later, Bassa takes it to the house. That's but of course, awesome. You know, I'm sitting here by myself, so there's no
right.
one. Like, I'm like, yep, you know, if we fucking pull a Washington State, amazing things can happen. And then it happens, and I go run, grab my ticket out of the trash, and I flatten it out real quick.
I bet every ticket they got was like that, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm taking them down on Friday. But, like, it taught me a very, very important lesson, which is don't rip your ticket until the game is over.
Here's a replay of me watching the game. All right, we got this. Oh yeah, fuck you, you cocksuckers! Ah! Like, oh my god, I was just my dad. I could hear him laughing. He's like, ah! I was like, you motherfuckers! I was flipping off the TV. I jumped out of the fucking spot. I was like, fuck them!
Yeah, fuck those tortilla throwing motherfuckers.
Man, the first time they did that, I was like, what?
And
they hoping somebody catches them and makes them into chips? Like, I don't understand.
Is there guacamole on the field?
I was very confused.
They think the field is guacamole, which is the problem. No, yeah, I asked, like, how come they're allowed to do that shit? Like, that should definitely be
right.
A
I thought it was a flag. I was like, there's got to be a flag on that. That's...
But apparently, it's just a tradition that they do. So apparently, if we just have a tradition of pulling our dicks out before the game, like,
it's for Harambe.
Yeah, we'll just be like, all right, here's the opening kickoff. Everyone pull your cock out.
As long as it's not for Sandusky, it's okay.
Well, we don't want the children to pull their cocks out. We want...
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah.
God. Get a motherfucking scholarship.
Like a swallowship.
Oh. But yeah, that was a fucking stressful game, man. Fuck.
Oh, and so when Texas got possession, right?
Yeah.
And my mom gets up. She's like, all right, well.
Oh, yeah.
We're winning this.
Yeah.
She gets up and walks into the kitchen. By the time she gets in the kitchen, that second to last throw down the middle of the field, that really long pass, they just completed that as soon as my mom got in the kitchen. I go, Ma! Damn it!
We need it!
I was like,
the team needs
what?
You.
I was like, you guys, because they were gone most of the night.
Yeah.
And then get home, sit down, and then good things started to happen for Oregon.
Yeah.
And then she goes in the other room. I was like, no, get in, stop.
No.
Yeah,
sit down.
AC, Nolan tried to come in and check on the score a couple times, and I kept like, get out. Like, we're coming back. Your vibe will ruin the shit. Like,
you watch
it. Being a superstitious fan sucks.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little suspicious.
Right.
Yeah, I had to. You got to wear the right shit. If you're not wearing the right shit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Took off my socks because I was like, oh, these are messing it up.
I moved to a different spot on the couch.
Yeah.
Once we did, we started playing better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then as soon as the game was over, I flipped it over to UFC. And I was like, oh, God, like there's a guy on the TV calling them homosexuals in a not PC way. I was like, you can't do that. Like, there were two of them.
Like, in the fight?
After the fight. Post-fight interviews.
Oh, shit.
One guy called the fans that. And then, yeah, he's like, if any of you want to come in here, I'll kick your ass. And I'm like, you can't say that. He's like, you can't say that. And then, like, walks away. And then the other guy was like, calling some dude out, and he's like, if any of the guys from your gym, any of those little, and I was like, and DC just like took the mic. Like, no.
The guys in the UFC are making the push to bring that word back to mean something
trying,
other than
they're
that.
They're trying. They're like, nope, it's like the R word.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back. It's cool. Mm-hmm. We're taking it back. And there's, if anyone's going to do that, it's Sean Strickland.
There was a...
Yeah, if there are poster children for our society, it's definitely the people who get punched in the face for a living.
Dude, that guy's perspective, and I'm going to let Dave come back here in a second, but like his perspective on life and fighting, he's like, I fight because of the way I was brought up. Like, this was my escape from my alcoholic, abusive father and my mother who was trying to bang every dude in the fucking city. Like... I started fighting to get out of that, get that feeling out of my head, you know, like just that's where I am. Anyway, what are you saying, Dave?
He does say something in an interview one time. He says, you want to be good? You want to be tough? Get yourself an alcoholic dad that beats your ass.
Exactly.
But when I was living in Washington, I was dating this one chick and we were driving. And this guy cuts me off and I do that. And I was like, you fucking. And I just scream it.
Yeah.
I rolled down my window and I started calling him that. And she's like, you can't call people that anymore. I was like, I just did three times.
I've gotten warnings on Call of Duty for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
They started doing this thing. Sorry, this thing.
This is what I was going to bring up.
They have AI listening to the conversations. It lasted for a day, like the first day. And they had so many warnings. I think they were like, yeah, we can't do this. We're going to lose everybody. Like, a quarter of our gamers just got violations in a day.
Yeah. And it's not even the ones who are just going to pop off one time because they get mad.
No, it's just it's just how it goes. Like,
shit's dumb.
If you can't
super dumb,
go play Fortnite.
But just imagine if they would have had that when we were playing like in 2009 on the original Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah.
The N-word was said more there than the KKK rallies went to. Like, it was just...
Halo lobbies were actual, like, Proud Boy recruiting land.
I believe it.
Yeah. Like, you heard some of the craziest shit playing Halo. And it's like, those experiences are why I didn't want to play online games for a very long time. It's because I'm like, I don't want to be around this shit.
Yeah.
And like, it was really bad during the Halo 2 era, especially.
That's when I started.
That was when I could plug my Xbox into the dorm.
Dorm Daddy Dave.
Ethernet. We'd have Ethernet parties, but it'd be the entire dorm.
Yeah.
Well, there was three dorms that were right next, all the freshman dorms. You can hook it in and then you can play anyone in any of the three dorms.
Yeah.
I watched fights go down in the courtyard because of Halo 2.
Wow.
Like people would be playing Halo and then someone would say something and they'd just be like, courtyard now, motherfucker. They go down there and fight and I'd just hang out my window. Like, this is awesome.
That is awesome. Wow.
We tried doing this one thing where we threw water balloons.
This is the first time anyone's talked about it, too, because you don't talk about Halo Fight Club.
You don't talk about Halo Fight Club. But we would get water balloons in the loser. Like, we water balloons at them.
Oh, that's funny.
But wait, the loser got hit with water balloons?
Yeah.
What a bum.
What a bum. Imagine if UFC did that. Like, you get knocked out and then everyone just starts chucking water balloons.
You throw fucking tomatoes and shit.
That reminds me of
Mitch Hedberg's bit talking about tomatoes. He's like, you know,
God.
It's like, who brings a tomato to a show, man?
Right.
Like, imagine your band and you throw tomatoes. What if they really like tomatoes? They think they're kicking ass. Like, all right, here's a tomato.
Oh,
and then my favorite thing is he tries a joke on an album. Like, he knows he's doing an album and then he just fucking goes for broke and he's like, I had the guy at Subway make my sandwich with tomatoes because I did not like the way he was making it.
That's a terrible joke. Oh, it's funny though.
It's so good.
Did you know that Mitch Hedberg was in that 70s show?
Yes, for two episodes.
I didn't know that, and I just saw the clip where Kelso comes up, like, yells at him about food. He's just like, I didn't lose my leg in Vietnam, just come back and serve kids food. And Kelso looks at him, he's like, you've got both your legs. He's like, I said,
yeah, I just said. I didn't lose.
Reprised that joke when it's Tommy Chong, and he's like, the son I never had, man. He's like, but you have a son. He's like, yeah, he's the one I never had.
I was watching Seinfeld earlier, and I saw one, and Jon Favreau is in it, but as a clown. So he's in full makeup, and I hear him, and I'm like, is that Happy from Iron Man?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I look it up, and I'm like, oh, shit, it is. Look at that.
Skinny. It is definitely fun watching Seinfeld and seeing all these people.
There's
that
a
are
lot of them.
Just, you know, for one the episode in, roles.
The entire Breaking Bad cast is in it. Like,
my dad's obsession is finding actors on Law & Order. It's everybody has been on Lawnmower.
Hey, you lawyer guy.
Oh, X. That is a great segue to my game. Okay. All right. Here's the game. Not sequels or connected universes, but movies with two actors that are in both. Okay. So here's an example. Tommy Boy and Black Sheep, not connected at all.
Oh, yeah.
Who are the David actors? That's the easy one.
David Spade, Chris Farley.
That's the easy one. Yeah. Okay. And then I found a whole bunch more online too, but here's the ones I came up with. The first one might be hard because you probably have never seen Failure to Launch and The Hangover you've seen. So there's two actors that are in both of those.
Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what her name is.
It's a guy.
I don't know what her name is.
His name is Doug.
Black Doug?
White Doug.
Oh, White Doug? I don't know who.
Justin Bartha is his name. I was like, Nobody's going to know his name. So I just wrote down Doug also because I was like, they know Doug. Everyone knows White Doug.
I'll be your Doug.
Okay. Inception and Dark Knight Rises. There's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Three actors that are in both.
Tom Hardy.
No, Christian Bale is not in
he's not
Inception.
In Inception?
Mm-mm. Tom Hardy is one.
Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm.
Was it one of the Afflecks?
Mm-mm. Nope, it's Oppenheimer.
Oh, Cillian Murphy?
Yes, sir. Yep. Oh,
okay. I am now realizing I never watched Inception. I just know that Leonardo...
Right. That's fair.
I know what the movie's about.
Yeah,
I just have never watched.
It's a good one. It's a Inception. Especially with your insomnia, dude. You would fucking love that movie.
Okay,
I'll give it to you if you watch it.
You should watch it.
Exactly. This one might be easy. Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle.
Bradley Cooper. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, that one was kind of easy. I thought.
I didn't see either of those movies.
So, well, this one's kind of funny because you already were close. The Fighter, American Hustle, and Vice has two actors that are in all three of them.
Vice.
Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm.
What were the movies? The Fighter.
American Hustle and Vice. Vice is the Dick Cheney one.
Russell Crowe?
Chick.
Chick. I have no idea.
Hot Pam. Pam 2.0.
I don't know her name.
Oh,
Dave knows.
Oh. Rashida Jones?
No, Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, oh.
Rashida Jones is Karen.
Yeah, okay. But I thought as they called Hot, Pam 2.0.
No, it's because it's the purse lady one. It's the chick that's selling purses. It's Amy Adams is selling purses there, and Dwight's trying to take her home, and he like steps in the purse, and
he's like, "Oh, you're like new Pam."
And then Michael's trying to take her home, and then neither of them get her, and Jim does.
It's like season one, episode four.
That's pretty close, yeah.
My favorite Rashida Jones is from Black hashtag Black AF.
She's pretty good in that. Okay. I don't know if you guys have watched either of these movies, but there's three of them listed that two actors are in. Crazy Stupid Love, which I love that movie because Steve Carell's in it. La La Land, and then the bonus is Gangster Squad, because I've never even seen that, and I watch a shit ton of movies.
Steve Carell?
Nope.
Damn it.
Crazy Stupid Love, and what else?
La La Land.
Oh, so that's Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Yep, there it is.
See, Dave knows.
I've only seen Crazy Stupid Love, which is a great movie.
It's so good. I've watched it three times this week because it's been on HBO or Max.
And I never watched La La Land, but that's also one of those movies that I forgot about, and now you mentioned it, and now I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, I want to watch La La Land.
It's not bad. Like Riv liked it just because it's a musical, and so she's like, she called it the singing movie. So Jake, you should watch Crazy Stupid Love. You would probably like it.
What's it about?
It's got Steve Carell.
What's it about?
And Julianne Moore. They're going through a breakup kind of because she sleeps with David Lindhagen, which is. what is his name? Kevin Bacon. Right? Is it Kevin Bacon?
No, it's not Kevin Bacon. It's
it's
the Deadwood guy, God Justified.
No, it's not.
It's not the Oliphant?
No. I'm looking it up now. Anyway, and they're going through a breakup, and then that world gets tied in with Ryan Gosling's character, who's like this womanizing dude. Who is at the bar and sees Steve Carell talking about David Lindhagen and is like, dude, I've been watching you for like three nights. You're bringing the whole fucking club down because you're just talking to these chicks about shit that nobody cares about. Get over it. And he's like, well, my wife slept with David. And he's like, Lindhagen? Yeah, I heard. It's funny. You would like it. Okay, I'm looking up David Lindhagen.
You like it? I should see it.
Exactly. I don't want to sign into this. Okay, the last ones. Why am I missing it? Should be an easy setup. It's Central Intelligence and Jumanji.
That'd be The Rock and Kevin Hart.
It is Kevin Bacon.
It is Kevin Bacon? All right.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's got, yeah. So that's... five people you know in it, and there's more characters in that. I'm gonna go back to that list though, because there were a bunch of them that I was like, I know these ones, I don't think they would. Right. Adventureland and American Ultra.
I don't even know what those movies is.
Dave would know him, I think.
What is his name? He played
Lex Luthor. Yep. He was in the Facebook movie.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yep, that's the one.
And she was in those fucking shitty vampire movies.
Fuck. Jennifer.
Nope.
No.
K. Starts with a K.
Kristen Stewart.
Yes, sir. Boom. Oh, nailed it. Nailed it. First try.
First try, nailed it right out of the bat.
All right, one more. This is. I'm gonna give you. No, I'll just say the movies. Mean Girls, Baby Mama, Sisters. Those are
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Easy. One of them is on Parks and Rec.
Amy Poehler and
Amanda Seyfried.
No.
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, 30 Rock.
Dave Bieber.
Tina Fey.
Hey, there it is. Yes. All right. 20. This is the one that pisses me off. They list 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street. And they put This Is the End, the Lego Movie, and Lego Batman. And I'm like, you could have just went 21 Jump Street and This Is the End. That's a pretty tough one.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, Jonah Hill is the first one that comes
you
to
just,
mind.
Yeah, you just guessed. I mean, that's who I would guess is Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, and that's who it is. Like, I would just guess them.
But you mean like, the main actors in the movie, 21 Jump Street?
Did you know Seth Rogen and James Franco have been in 11 movies together?
I mean, it stands to reason, because one of them is, like, they're the kind of guys who will put
who
their
laugh at a funeral?
Who will... like they'll put their friend in a movie so he can get a paycheck.
Right. And then there's also like the
which I would do too, for the record.
Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen have also been in a bunch together. And then if you really start to count Adam Sandler and his
troupe,
that doesn't count. Those are like
those are all like the SNL guys.
Like a troupe is right. That's a good way to put it. It's like an acting troupe.
Yeah, like that's kind of what, like, Christopher Nolan has his troupe of actors that he likes to use. Mm-hmm. That you see it kind of happening. Wes Anderson kind of has his stable of actors that he likes to use. And it's really kind of become a lot like the way Hollywood used to be in the silver screen era, where, you know, without the contracts, of course, but like certain
like Martin Scorsese is always going to have Leo in it.
Exactly. And Jack Nicholson until he's shriveled up and dead.
Well,
and Mac,
you know.
I want to see that new De Niro and DiCaprio movie.
That Flowers of what is that called? I'm looking it up. Like Flowers of the Starlight Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
There it is. That looks good. The trailer just dropped for that too, and I was like, wow, Leo got fat, but also, this looks good. Anyway, that's my game.
Maybe I'll watch The Gentleman. Bum, 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 bum,
I haven't watched that. I have it. I started it, but I don't.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
What one?
I don't know. The Gentleman. It's a Guy Ritchie movie, so. I have a hard time getting into Guy Ritchie movies, which is. Guy Ritchie movies. I know you do. Which. Seems like a very Jake thing. I don't know why.
I'm a fan of him.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new series on Netflix called Wrestlers, which is kind of interesting because one of the guys who's in one of the Cornette groups is in it, Jack Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
He's in the show, and it just launched today, and they're like, Wrestlers on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Dave, did you watch Sisu yet?
No, not yet. So I don't know if you've heard, Starfield is on Game Pass, and you haven't heard from me since Saturday.
I know, because I texted you today, and I was like, "Well, podcast today or something like that," and you're like, "Yeah, of course." And I was like, "Well, I haven't heard from you in a couple of days," and you're like,
"Okay, oh,
you're right."
I started scrolling, and I'm like, "Oh, he's the best."
It happens to the best of us.
And so, the worst of us.
The Swamp Kings is on Netflix too. I'm just.
Oh, I like that show.
No, the one about Florida, the Florida football team.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, the one with Urban Meyer and.
Yeah. They don't talk
Anthony
about
Hernandez. Oh, do they not talk about anything good?
They don't talk about almost any of that stuff. They talk about the.
Lame.
It's like the cupcake version.
Lame.
I've heard. Yeah. Kind of dumb.
Looking for The Gentleman? We don't have that, but you might like Bullet Train.
Bato Gentleman. Bullet Train is a good movie.
Or, oh man, there's a movie I need to finish watching, is The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, or Buster Scruggs.
Scruggs?
Yeah,
never,
like,
I've never watched that.
It's very tongue-in-cheek from what I saw, but it's also incredibly gritty at the same time.
It looked like a movie I'd like.
Yeah, it's one I can tell I have to be in a certain kind of mood to watch.
Pretty outlandish. Some things he does, like, it's definitely not like, there's no, like, being serious about
it's
it.
It's the guy from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, that looks good.
There's no way you can be like, oh, this is a serious movie when you just see like one scene from it, because it's very fourth wall. Like, he breaks the fourth wall frequently, and you know, he narrates his own gunfights. He shoots a hole through, like, shoots a hole clean through a guy. It's very spaghetti western, very tribute to that, but at the same time, it's also very funny.
Yeah,
I gotta look at this other movie. It threw me off because I thought that's what I was watching. But so there's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, and then there's another one, another movie with Dennis Quaid in it.
Oh, it's called New Boot Goofin'.
Yeah. Not Dennis Quaid.
New Boot Goofin'.
Three Payments.
There's the other one. What's Dennis's brother name again?
Randy.
Randy, that's right.
Jesse. Davithy.
Yes, fucking one in a row.
Jake, have you watched Iron Man 2 since you started watching F1?
You mean like when let me access my deep memories here for a second, because they go to Monaco and they're he's driving a car, and that's when Mickey Rourke shows up with his laser arms. No, I haven't, but now I want to.
You should definitely, like, there's so many things that I am not a huge F1 fan, but I've watched enough F1 that I'm like, what is this?
Like, this isn't, no.
What? This is, what?
Yeah. All right, you know what we're going to do?
It's on right now.
You know what we're going to do? Pulling it up on YouTube. Oh, wait, hang on.
I now, bet somebody has explicit. Made like a comparison of that movie and that scene. Like, Happy just drove onto the racetrack going the wrong way with his fucking Bentley. And then Whiplash chops the front end off of Tony Stank's car.
Right. Let's see. Iron Man 2.
I don't know why that made me think of that guy that... The guy's like, here's a thing about the internet that you didn't know. And then he's like, just go in and type in Italy. And like, I'm going to go to Google.
He says everything wrong.
Yeah, it's makes me laugh. It's reminds Maddie me of Squirrely Dan.
Him and Ze Frank.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, today we're going to talk about Snardvarks.
Oh, Creepy Dave.
Creepy Dave.
His latest one was pretty funny.
The elephant's one?
Yes. It's like a hand puppet.
With eyes. This one is called Tina Don't Like to Share.
Iron Man 2. Ah. Monaco.
Dave, what did you have to talk about today? I feel like you had things.
Are you just along?
Was it just Starfield?
Came out on Game Pass.
That's fair.
That's all I've been doing.
Are you going to the game with us Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're leaving by 9. Do we want to talk food? Like, what are we doing for food?
Yeah, let's talk food.
Last game, we left at what time?
I don't know.
It was like 5, and I was there. You didn't even have to call me this time. I was actually awake before.
Yeah, but you just told me you're having problems sleeping.
No, I didn't. I just didn't sleep.
We just know that. An hour ago. We just know it to be true.
An hour and a half ago. Hour 15
minutes
ago.
I didn't sleep last night. I could have, but Starfield can't.
I chose not to.
All right, that's fair. Oh, I think
I'm definitely going to sleep.
And then I get tired.
All right, so I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. People talking, people talking.
What is pretty ridiculous that he's just like, hey, I'm going to drive this F1 car.
Talking about people.
Hey, Disney, you better not take this shit down, you fuck.
Free use for parody, motherfucker.
If he can pilot the Iron Man suit, I think he could probably do this. But
I mean, he can handle the G-Force. I mean, that's true. Let's see, let's go. Oh, you can't believe it. It's not that. It's not real. It's not the video game. It's the reality. It's an anti-reality. Oh, what's going on?
Can make your roar ever be...
What?
I don't know, but he looks messy. He looks super, super loud, doesn't he?
Can't cause it. That'll give us some time to be like, hey, this is us talking, not them. What did you say, Dave? What was the last thing you said?
Has Mickey Rourke ever been in a movie that he didn't look greasy?
No.
No. I mean, like, he even starred in The Grease Man.
In The Grease Man 2, which is also directly related to
the
Iron
The Grease Man 2 is...
Electric Boogaloo?
No, Pig in the City. Episode.
Grease Man 2. Wait, what was that last part?
Pig in the City.
Oh, God. That's a good one.
All right, here we go. So back to this racing. So we're just flying through. I'm just going to walk on out here. You know, nobody notices this guy. Oh, my God.
They're the guys.
Oh, what's that?
Ah, Justin Hammer.
Justin Hammer, hardly knew her.
He's like, oh, check out my catch.
Johnny Walker.
I'm
going to
whip it good.
Hey, everybody, check it out. I got this cool ass thing on my show.
It's so silly. It's so silly now.
Yeah, you better grab this suit. Yeah, better hop in.
I got the briefcase, right?
Oh my God, better run it. Hang on. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's the David Croft on the call. Someone has gotten on the track. Press the red button now. Bing bong, fuck your life. Oh my goodness. So that exists.
Yep, that is a thing.
I can't imagine now, like, I'm really glad I didn't see that movie when, like, now, because I would just be giggling in the theater as, you know, right, as if a little person had walked in.
All you hear is him screaming, Max Verstappen!
Max Lewis Hamilton! I found, you know, I have this... They gave me a free bet on betonline.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll ever really be able to cash it out because I live in Washington. So I might have to find a way, or I might cash it out into Bitcoin. We'll figure it out what happens. Anyway, so I'm just kind of, it's play money. You know, so I'm just putting random bets on. And one of the bets is like Max Verstappen versus the field. Like you can't even bet on any other individual racer anymore. It's just Max or everybody else.
That's wild.
But
I mean,
you can't
it makes
do,
sense a lot of times, but yeah.
What you can do right now is you can bet on like who will finish ahead of who, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I think this guy's going to finish ahead of this guy. So I'm like, boom, bet on that. Which they would not let me parlay, which I thought was bullshit because I would have parlayed fucking all of them. Like, this guy's going to beat this guy. This guy's going to beat this guy. This guy's going to beat this guy.
How many cars are going?
20.
20? All right.
Next year, there will be 22, I believe.
That's what they say. 22. I don't know about you.
And everybody's like, oh, we can't have 22. That's too many cars. It would be dangerous. It's already dangerous in the pit lane.
And they're like, shut up, Sweden.
That's France.
French, yeah. Same thing. What'd I say?
Well, Sweden's more, you know, brisky-bursky-burr.
Yeah, watch Sisu. You'll get it.
Throw the chicky poo up in the air.
Dude, Loki's going to be starting soon.
Oh, yeah, that looks super good.
Looks really good. Yeah, I need to watch Ahsoka, though. Did you watch it, Dave?
Yeah, I watched the newest episode.
From what I've heard, it's very much tied into the cartoons.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's parts of it.
We didn't talk about food at all.
Oh. Well, we'll get back to food.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
But there's parts of it that, because I watched all the cartoons and because I've been watching Star Wars my whole life and get really into it. There's parts of it that, like, you get a little emotional because you're like, oh, like, this shit's real. Like,
yeah,
you're seeing the shit that was, it's real life now. It's real to you.
Because
it's
real to me, damn it.
You watched the last episode, right?
Yeah. I saw the end. The end gave me fucking goosebumps. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh! So
that this episode, yeah, it just leads on from there.
Uh-huh.
And it does help if you watch the cartoons, but if you didn't watch the cartoons, but you know about Star Wars, you know there's Clone Wars.
Right.
So there's a lot of mention about the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But you get to see, and it's cool because it's a little bit more of an emotional side of the cartoon,
uh-huh,
of how Ahsoka was basically a child warrior.
Yeah.
You know, and it hits on that a little bit more.
Maybe this will get them to go back and redo the cartoons into live action.
That'd be a
fool. Because I'd watch that.
Dude, like, I keep saying that the best Batman movie would just be, like, a bunch of the animated series put together.
Yeah.
Like, take three or four of those episodes that you can link together and then add 15 minutes of filler and you have a Batman movie.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things about the Flash movie where it, like, tied all of that. Like, it just basically said every DC thing you've ever watched is now canon in the DCU or DCEU, whatever it is.
Yeah, the DC multiverse.
Yeah, because it has, like, in the Flash, you've got Christopher Reeve showing up and Nicolas Cage fighting a spider, which is, like, a huge nerd thing.
Oh, it's a big-time inside joke.
Like, when the Nicolas Cage and the spider thing, dude, I got giddy.
I got excited watching it again last night. I was like,
and I rewound it and watched it three times.
It's so good. Because if you don't know, the original director was supposed to be Kevin Smith, right?
I think so.
Did you find it?
No, I found something else that's incredibly funny.
No, Kevin Smith was writing a Superman movie. And then, and then this guy came in because the studio didn't want Kevin Smith to do it. And this guy was like the guy who directed Wild Wild West. And he had this big thing about spiders. The
fucking giant spiders. Spider guy.
And then, yeah, exactly. Okay, what's this?
Here's Owen. Here's Owen Wilson as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hey, have you seen this?
Yeah. Okay.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck me then.
No.
Fuck me, right?
Right?
Play it.
I'm a professional. Okay, wait. Yeah, I knew your dad. I fought next to him in the Clone Wars. And a pretty good pilot. Kind of like somebody I know. Guess what? Surprise. It's you. The Force is kind of... Alright, so it kind of like binds a galaxy together. You know what I mean? I don't really know what I mean, but it's present and it's there. And that's exciting. What's going on, Darth? You got a goofy mask. You sound weird. Hey, Luke.
Did you read his shirt?
But just reach out with the Force.
St. Percocets.
St. Percocets.
I haven't done that.
Percocet. Holy awesome. Percocet. Percocet. Molly Percocet.
Got two rules, man.
Don't touch my fucking touch Percocet.
And do you have any fucking Percocet?
That's all a right. great. I need to go back and watch that movie. That's a great movie.
Goon. If you haven't seen it, see it.
Food.
Good ass movie. Food. What are we having? Hawaiian man. Who's lived in Hawaii? Not it.
Not it.
Who's been to Hawaii? Not it.
Not it. Who can spell Hawaii?
I mean, I got that one.
I got yep. All right. Yeah.
Cool. What's one Hawaii of state
fish? State I'm what? Sorry?
State fish of Hawaii.
State the, fish? The Hawaiian
the
fish.
Tana Anahakaki Kui Kui Kapi Katai. That thing. The one with the super long name.
The Humunukunuku Apua'a.
That.
Say
he
what?
He said.
Hey, brada.
Say it again, but in English.
Sorry, I don't know.
Do we want to do? We could do like
spam and eggs.
We should get Hawaiian pizza.
Hey, just... peanut butter cups. Hawaiian pizza. I love and hate it so much.
I hate Hawaiian.
I don't like Hawaiian pizza, but I feel like it's hilarious.
I tolerate it.
I feel like we should do it just like how we did the free beer from Mormons. We should have a pizza and have just Hawaii.
Like, pizza for Hawaiians? That would be really funny.
I feel like they're more likely to fight us, though.
They might. What if we bring, like, what if I cook a pizza for, like, an hour and a half and then bring it and be like, it's a Maui special.
So I'll have to get some Maui Wowie before I Okay, but do we want to do like a teriyaki sort of deal, or do we want to do like...
So our neighbors are bringing I don't know how to even pronounce it. It's like sushi with spam in it.
Musubi.
That's the one. I was like, she sends me a text and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Dude, musubi's delicious.
All right, I'm in. So she's bringing that. What else did she say? Yeah, she sent me a picture even. And I was like, what?
Yeah, dude, what? I'm super... Oh, who the dude, fuck said that so shit? So fucking good.
Oh, and teriyaki chicken is chicken wings. So she's got wings.
We could do...
Let's do a whole pig.
Yeah, let's just roast a pig.
We'll bring a jackhammer and tear up the parking lot.
Dig, no, there's grass right next to where we park.
Oh, yeah. Let's dig a hole.
Dig a hole. Pit. You think anyone would mind?
We'll get there like, super
we'll just
early.
Wear yellow vests.
Or we'll say we're with the U of O Diversity Club.
Well, we're there. We'll be there the night before. So we'll just Cash Cab and I will go take care of it.
You called him that earlier and I was like, what? Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Like, it took me a second and because I was doing something else and I just like I turned off notifications because you guys were talking. I wasn't really paying attention.
Right.
And I come back and I'm like, who the fuck? What? Ah, that's awesome.
hey Cash Cab. It's the little brother connection.
I like it. Man, I like the Hawaiian pizza. Do we bring Hawaiian punch?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
I'm gonna see if I've got a lei somewhere at the house because
I have a green and yellow one from like years ago. I don't remember why.
I can't wait to wear this Hawaiian shirt, man. It looks so cool.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, we all got Hawaiian shirts for the duck game. Green and yellow ones at that.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's actually says Oregon, I'm pretty sure.
Or are you wearing a different one?
I got a different one.
Ah.
I didn't buy. I got no monies, so.
No, I gave you that green and yellow Oregon one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Did you
guys Oregon?
Yeah,
we ordered shirts.
We all went and got shirts, Dave.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not getting a new one because I've got no monies.
Right, no.
Just like I didn't buy a thing for Lobby Lobby, so because I've got no money.
You haven't gotten a new hat yet either.
Yeah.
These people.
That is my yearly thing, is a new hat every year.
It's true. They could have been anywhere in the world. They're here with us. We appreciate that. Make sure... Honestly, go watch the pre-show.
Pre-show was fire.
It was some good shit.
Top five.
Yeah, top five. Like, it's one of those where it's like, you may, I thought about just starting the show in the middle of the pre-show and just rolling with it.
Maybe we'll post the whole thing.
We might. You never know.
An hour and a half.
It could be. You never know. Who's to say?
I mean, you, but
only God can judge you.
Now I'm gone. What? So either love me or leave me alone. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Backbets.info.
Backshots.info.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.